I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has made a rare visit outside Ukraine's capital and highlighted Moscow's embarrassing retreat from a Ukrainian counteroffensive. Hand on heart, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky watched his country's flag rise above the recaptured city of Izium on Wednesday. Russian forces left the city last week as Kyiv's soldiers advanced in the northeastern Kharkiv region. Prosecutors found six bodies with traces of torture in recently retaken villages there. Moscow's rout was its largest military defeat since Russian troops withdrew from the Kyiv area early in the war. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz said after a phone call with Russian President Vladimir Putin, he sees no signs from the Kremlin of any regrets. The procession of Queen Elizabeth II's coffin arrives at Parliament, where it will lie in state, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Queen Elizabeth II left Buckingham Palace for the last time. Her coffin, borne by a horse-drawn gun carriage and trailed by grieving family members, during the short journey to the Houses of Parliament, where it will lie in state until the funeral early next week, with the royal standard and crown of state resting on top of the coffin and artillery firing salutes at one-minute intervals. The solemn procession is designed to underscore the Queen's 70 years as head of state, as the national mourning process shifts to the grand boulevards and historic landmarks of the capital. Charles de Ledesma, London.
This is VOA News. Armenia and Azerbaijan say 155 troops from both countries have died since hostilities reignited between the longtime adversaries this week. They accused each other of instigating new rounds of shelling across their borders on Wednesday. Armenia accused Azerbaijani forces of launching combat drones in the direction of an Armenian town and renewing shelling with artillery and mortars. The Azerbaijani military, in turn, reported that Armenian forces shelled districts of their own. Meanwhile, thousands of protesters took to the streets of Armenia's capital, accusing the prime minister of betraying his country by trying to appease Azerbaijan. The ex-Soviet countries are also locked in a decades-old conflict over a separatist region. The administration of U.S. President Joe Biden is charging three Iranian citizens in a broad hacking campaign. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The Justice Department says the cyber attacks targeted power companies and local governments, small businesses, and nonprofits. It accuses the suspects of targeting victims in the U.S. and elsewhere, stealing data from networks, and demanding ransom payments to return it. The accused hackers have not been arrested. A department official says they're thought to be in Iran, and the charges make it functionally impossible for them to leave. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The administration of U.S. President Joe Biden will transfer $3.5 billion in frozen Afghan central bank funds for humanitarian aid as hunger grips every province there. In an announcement Wednesday, a year after the U.S. withdrawal, the U.S. said the Taliban government will not have access to the fund, which will be held at the Bank for International Settlements in Switzerland. The Biden administration says robust safeguards have been put in place to prevent the funds from being used for illicit activity. Funds will be dispersed after trustees of new Afghan fund meet to determine a timetable. Recapping our top story, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky made a rare visit outside Ukraine's capital and highlighted Moscow's embarrassing retreat from a Ukrainian counteroffensive. Hand on heart, Zelensky watched his country's flag rise above the recaptured city of Izium on Wednesday. Russian forces left the city last week as Kyiv soldiers advanced in the northeastern Kharkiv region. Moscow's rout, the largest since it withdrew from the Kyiv area early in the war. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.